Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people realize that Congress wants us all to save for retirement so the government won't have to support us later in life, and Congress provides incentives for this desired behavior. Our next guest says these incentives can mean large tax savings for you and your business. Eddie Kramer is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, South Carolina, and he's in our studio today. Eddie, welcome back to the program.
Mike, it's always great to see you.
So it's all about the incentives.
Well, let's not let the tax tail wag the dog. The incentives are nice. But when I look at our closely held business owners, primarily their balance sheet is made up of their business and not a whole lot more than that. They count on selling their business at some point in the future, and that's how they're going to retire and maintain their living expenses in the future. Selling a business is difficult, not always a guarantee. So I like for our small business owners to have a retirement plan set up in addition to their business so they can build both their personal assets and build into their business assets.
And how hard is it to talk them into doing this, changing their behavior?
You know, we want to recruit, retain talent. Small business owners have the same issue as their employees do. There's going to come a point in time when their income stops, but their bills continue. So their employees need to save for retirement as well. So this is a way to meet those qualified employees in the middle and say, let's save for the future. Retirement plans are a great way for you to put money away as an employer, deduct that money from your income. Your employees are able to grow this money tax deferred, and also Congress has started this new net investment income tax. It's an additional 3.8% income tax on income over $250,000 a year, and that's the quote, high income earners. That's not so much high income for closely held family businesses oftentimes. Contributing to small business retirement plans is a great way to reduce the bottom line of what you're going to pay for this tax. The contributions, you know, to the qualified plan, they come right off the top. The qualified plan contributions can be a great planning opportunity for that small business to reduce their income under the $250,000 and save from that 3.8% tax.
Okay, so let's say that you have laid out enough convincing arguments to this business owner. They're ready to start saving for the future to incent their employees also. Is there any specific time of year that's better than the other? We're towards the latter part of the year now. Should these business owners wait till next year?
No, Mike. These plans just need to be set up by the end of the calendar year. And in fact, if you move quickly, you can still set up a SEP IRA, a Simplified Employee Pension Plan, before October 15th and fund it for 2014 to reduce your 2014 tax bill. For each of the other plans, they need to be set up by December 31st. They don't need to be funded by December 31st for 2015 contributions. They need to be established by December 31st. The funding can take place in 2016.
So you can actually go back and save money on last year's taxes now.
If you move quickly until October 15th, you can still establish and fund a SEP IRA and take a deduction up to $52,000 for last year.
And how do you decide which plan to choose? How does a business know what's best?
There are a number of options. There's an IRA-based options. That's like the Simplified Employee Pension Plan, the Simple IRA. That's where the employee and the employer make contributions. And then you have the defined contribution plans, the profit sharing, 401k, or the ESOP plans. Let's start with some questions. Do you want simple administration of this plan? Do you expect to have employees? Is it critical that your employees be able to contribute to the plan, or do you just want to make the contributions? You know, will it be important to attract and keep good employees? Do you want to maximize your contributions? Another question I'll ask clients is, you know, will you want to contribute every year or just one time? These are all questions like any part of a good, solid business plan. You want to ask questions that are going to lead you to the goals that you have for your business. So there are many options. Your tax advisor or your certified financial planner practitioner can work with you to choose the best plan for you and your business. You might even do a combination of plans. Lots of options here.
Eddie, great information. Thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks, Mike. Always great to be here.
Eddie Kramer is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.